Chad Burbitt is an economic advisor to Sion's Bank, and he works for the Cicero Group, which has measured a 10% drop among Utahns surveyed when it comes to how they feel about the future security of economic investments.
The stock market in particular is a driver of future expectations in a lot of ways, and the fact that we've had a lot of kind of ups and downs over the past 3 to 4 weeks, I think, is contributing to how comfortable and secure Utahns are feeling about the overall economic situation.
Utahns have high confidence in state government, but Burbitt says they have less confidence in terms of the federal government and what they are doing with regards to the economy.
Between the president and the Federal Reserve Board on what's the right approach to interest rates currently. And, you know, I think all those types of things generally lend to feelings of discomfort or concern with regards to what the future might hold.
The most recent survey of Utahns and their faith in the economy happened before the partial federal government shutdown in December. Burbitt says it will likely be spring before his group can measure the impacts of the furlough on federal workers in Utah.
Oftentimes, you know, the best employees will look at a situation like that and they'll start to wonder if they need to find other employment elsewhere. And then you see a bit of an exodus from government employment, which, you know, has further kind of long-term effects.
Based on December confidence numbers, 64% indicated business conditions are good in Utah. That's the highest level recorded since Zions Bank began tracking consumer attitudes in 2011. Sentiment about current job availability is nearly as positive as it has ever been, with 63% of Utahns feeling jobs are plentiful. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.